Welcome. I think it's helpful to hear the stories, not just from the big cities, but from small town America. And one lady in Michigan reached out to me to share her story. She said, "I'm in Southeast Michigan in my little neighborhood of 16 houses. A nurse friend was pulled out of the pediatric hospital. She only worked with children for 33 years. She never intubated anyone, ever. And now she's working the COVID ward. Another nurse in our neighborhood was pushed to come out of retirement to work in the tent ward for COVID. Imagine being the patient of a nurse who's scared out of their mind. A friend's mom of 94 years died of COVID after taking her to the hospital. There was no respirator available, and she died within hours. My husband saw there were to be layoffs, so he contacted his boss right away to put in for a furlough to let someone younger with a family keep working. We've purchased groceries for neighbors scared to go out because they have tiny kids at home and they were laid off. My architect daughter and her husband are using their 3D printer to make face shields for the local hospital. I could not be more proud of our community." What I took from that? People are being asked to use their skills in ways that are not for themselves, but for others. Here's another way to think of it. There's a word in Sanskrit, mudita. It means a different approach to happiness that is not about self-interest. It's a happiness that comes through our most difficult times. The meditation teacher Jack Kornfield describes having polio as a kid, and then he got better, and he remembers going to fly a kite and the joy of having his body back. He said, "Don't deny the suffering in your life. The suffering reminds you that you can choose your spirit no matter what's happening." The Dalai Lama carries the weight of the tragedy of Tibet, the burning of the monasteries, but he still has this pure joy. I remember when my wife was 6 months pregnant with our daughter and she got a test and there was something that was suspicious in the test and we were told by the doctor there was a chance we might have to abort the pregnancy. So we had to wait and wait and wait. And finally we found out the test was wrong. The baby was okay. I mean, I've never been so grateful for life that my daughter had the right to be born. Again, a happiness that comes through our most difficult times. There's a poem by Jack Gilbert. "Sorrow everywhere, slaughter everywhere. If babies are not starving someplace, they're starving somewhere else, with flies in their nostrils. But we enjoy our lives because that's what God wants. Otherwise, the mornings before summer dawn would not be made so fine. The Bengal tiger would not be fashioned so miraculously well. If we deny our happiness, if we resist our satisfaction, we lessen the importance of their deprivation. We must risk delight. We can do without pleasure, but not delight, not enjoyment. We must have the stubbornness to accept our gladness in the ruthless furnace of this world. To make injustice the only measure of our attention is to praise the devil. If the locomotive of the Lord runs us down, we should give thanks that the end had magnitude. We must admit there will be music despite everything." We're talking about a happiness that exists in you because you have felt struggle, because of the dark times in the world, because someone you know is going through hell. I think in the past, many of us, myself included, we didn't allow ourselves to feel a lot of joy unless business was going well, unless your kids were all in a good place, unless you had all your problems solved. But if you and I really want to contribute right now, like that pediatric nurse in Michigan or the couple I mentioned in the beginning who gave up their livelihood so a younger family could continue to work. If we want to make that kind of contribution, one idea, tap into a different kind of joy, a different kind of light that's not for you or about you, but for others and about others. That lady I mentioned in the beginning, she said to me at the end of her message, "And I believe that God, whatever that may be, is in us. We need to let that God shine out." Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. If you can, close your eyes. Just imagine right now clearing your blockages, releasing your tension, opening yourself to a different kind of joy, a different kind of light. Let it find its way through the places in you that before this moment maybe were a little tight or closed. Let's breathe with a pure intention. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. Breathe for the people right now who need your light, who need your joy. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. Breathe for all the people around the world right now who are struggling to breathe. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. Thank you. if your attention wandered. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. Coming back to the moment. thinking about that pediatric nurse in Michigan. 33 years only working with children. Now she's putting people on ventilators. People are being asked to use their skills in ways that aren't for themselves, but for others. It's a contribution we all can make right now to be brighter, not for yourself, but for others. As that lady said, I believe that God, whatever that may be, is in us. We need to let that God shine out. Clear the blockages. Release the tightness. Open yourself to a different kind of joy, a different kind of light. Let it find its way through those places in you that before this moment may have been a little tight or closed. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. See you tomorrow. Peace.